Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
It's the most resilient parasite.
Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
Can build cities. Can transform the world. And rewrite all the rules.
That's what I'll be doing every single night.
Which is why.
No!
I have to steal it.
What are you talking about, Willis?
This is Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
It's going to work. It's passable, okay? This isn't terrible.
The best in local, regional, and national sports.
With no hidden agenda.
Primetime with Isaac and Sue on 1080 The Fan.
That's right. Primetime with Isaac and Sue on 1080 The Fan. We are here for you.
Felt like that might have been the ball game. Georgia down by 13. 9 minutes to go, fourth and a couple from inside the red zone. They go for it and
do not get it.
And now you're still down two scores under 10 minutes. That might have been their last chance.
Notre Dame in this game scored 17 of their 23 points in 54 seconds.
Yep.
What is it? The middle eight always talk about?
Yep.
They got a fumble and a touchdown
in the middle two.
But it really was kind of the middle two, wasn't it?
Or middle three,
it wasn't even the middle. It was like a middle minute.
I mean, no one's really put together any drive. The best drive of the game was when Georgia went on a 12-play, 71-yard drive, but then fumbled the ball at Notre Dame 13.
Notre Dame is saying, hey, Gunnar Stockton beat us, and
he can't.
He can't.
No.
Which is probably what you would have expected Notre Dame to do.
Yeah. I just thought if you would have told me that Notre Dame, their leading rusher had 65 yards and it was their quarterback, I would say Georgia wins this game. But
well, special teams, Teddy.
Yep.
And two turnovers.
Two turnovers.
I mean, there's your difference right there. Yep. By the way, you were talking about all the great Ohio State wide receivers.
Yeah, there's so many.
We
missed so many.
There's so many more.
Somebody brought up David Boston.
Yeah.
Remember what a badass that guy was?
Oh, Michael Thomas before he got hurt in the NFL. Michael Thomas
Olave.
Was ridiculous.
Chris Olave now who's hurt but was doing really well in New
Orleans.
I don't
think you mentioned him. Harrison Jr. Terry Glenn comes up a lot on the text line.
It's an absurd amount of players. I don't think that there's another university that can match them for wide receiver U. Alabama in recent times has put together some scary groups, but that's wide receiver U. And so as a freshman to get labeled by the way, other great Joey Galloway, by the way.
Yeah.
Joey Galloway even said, this is the best kid that I've ever seen at Ohio State. So when other Ohio State receiving greats are calling you that as a true freshman, just look out, and we got another year of having to deal with that kid before he can go on and be the top pick in the NFL.
Galloway is an analyst.
Yeah, he does a good job.
I think he's solid.
Good.
Yeah. And they keep him. They just keep him in the studio mostly. Yeah, I mean, he was out there.
He was out on the field.
But he's just he's really good. He's like way better than Desmond Howard.
Can we just?
They should put Galloway on College Game Day. By the way, did you see Lee Corso's teeth?
No, I wasn't trying to pay attention,
dude.
To that. Is it getting bad?
No, I don't
he's
know.
He's like 1,000 years old.
I know he is.
Wait, what was going on with his teeth?
Well, they put him back on there, and they just keep propping his ass up. And he had some recent health issues. I don't know what happened with him. And, of course, we know he had the stroke a while ago. But now he's missing the bottom part of his, I guess if you're looking at him, his right, from the middle part of his mandible
gone.
Over, his teeth are gone.
What?
Yeah, I see it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well,
So I don't know what happened.
I don't know.
Do they have to keep trotting him out there?
Well, because he wants to.
I guess.
Then tell him, like, say goodbye and have a nice little. I don't know.
Dude, I've been saying
this. It's time for a nice send off. It's been time for like 8 years.
I've been saying this for years, and they just, it's not going to happen, so it's not worth griping about. But it's just embarrassing. It's awful.
Yeah, it's not good. So I don't pay any attention. I did enjoy, I guess some people didn't realize what was going on. So the Fiesta Bowl bled into the Rose Bowl, right? Because of the overtime. So I was flipping back and forth between ESPN and ESPN2, which is where they started the Rose Bowl. And I was like, God, come on. So I'm trying to bring it up on my phone. And luckily the overtime ended pretty quickly. So you only missed, if you were waiting to flip over, you only missed the first Ohio State drive, but I was kind of going back and forth. And then right after that, ESPN2 cut to the Pat McAfee broadcast on ESPN2, like the megacast, and then the regular game went back to ESPN. I don't think a lot of people realize that, and McAfee was cursing, and it's a terrible broadcast. Like, he has, it's like amateur hour.
It's like him and his stooges just live watching the thing?
Yes, yeah. Pretty much. And I guess a lot of people didn't realize that the game was back on ESPN.
So they thought they were just stuck with that as their only option?
They thought they were just stuck with that. And people were like tweeting, like, what the hell is this? They didn't figure out what was going on. And someone was like, people on Twitter kept pointing out, dude, just go back over to ESPN. That's the normal broadcast. But I had that for a second. I was like, what are they? I was like, oh, yeah, they probably went back to the other one.
Well, let's take a break because now we're behind.
Yeah.
And we need to talk about my Arizona State Sun Devils.
Hell of an effort.
Almost pulling off the upset of your Texas Longhorns.
Dude, fourth in forever, how do you get beat behind when you're
they did a cover zero full blitz thing. That's one of the dumbest. And dude, well, we'll talk about it, but Kenny Dillingham after the game,
he's got a dog mentality.
He said that was a call he wanted back.
Yeah. Yeah. I couldn't believe it when they got behind everyone. I just sat there and was like, I can't believe that just happened.
We'll get to that game next on The Fan.